It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesarino back here to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the last week of April, April 28th, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual news.
Yeah, here we are, Wednesday edition. Normally, we are on a Tuesday, so we are 24 hours behind, but all the better to bring you the latest and greatest News AF stories happening in your world here today. Of course, back with us, a man who is Pickleball's top influencer, all around great guy. Here is Tyson Apostle.
Whoop, whoop.
Still got a stranglehold on the pickleball influencing, and I've got some great news for all of us.
Yes.
Whoa.
Remember when I had that lion painting?
Yes.
Yes.
And it disappeared at Rachel's hands?
Yes.
My neighbor who gave me the lion painting gave me a new painting.
Okay. Yes. You're going to show it?
I'm going to show it right now.
Here. Let's see.
This Whoa. Is, wow. Okay.
Dude, that looks legit.
Yeah, what is this? Some sort of a...
Out like for a fox quest? Hunt in the gentleman...
And somebody gentleman has someone hunt. Fallen off of their horse?
Yeah, somebody's fallen yep. off of their horse.
It looks, somebody yep. bit it pretty hard because their horse did not make it over the fence.
Yep. The horse is about to stomp him in the groin with his hind legs.
Yeah.
What a tragedy. His friends are looking back. They do seem somewhat concerned. This is a great painting. This looks legit, like it could hang in a museum.
Yeah, well... It is Your in a house museum, my a house. Museum.
Yeah.
So
why do your neighbors have so many paintings?
So the guy loves to just buy paintings. He'll just buy them.
Yeah.
And his wife is like, you can't hang that in our house. So anything he's not allowed to hang in our house or in his house, he now
rejects.
Yeah, I get all the rejects. But I the lion, I guess, was a reject, but that was so beautiful and it went perfectly up there. So now I have this one that we can put up. And I think it's also a decent painting, but I think in memorandum of the lion painting, we will always be able to look at this new painting and say,
while you make love,
that's where the lion, that is where the lion used to hang. This is the guest room. I'm not.
Oh, while your guests make love, they can look at that
correct.
Picture of
yes. When you and Rob come and visit, and you're like, okay, where am I standing? Like, well, we only have one guest room.
Tyson, do you have like a copulating policy in the guest room?
We don't. We don't want to hear it. Coach came and visited with his kids.
Oh, yeah. How was that? I saw some pictures on
and
online.
His wife. And we were out to lunch and he was like, hey, me and my wife are thinking of I'm thinking of getting a hotel for my wife tonight.
Wow.
And then and I was like, and you're leaving your kids with us while you and he's like, yeah. I was like, no, you're not. I just like started laughing hysterically. Like, is that.
Wow. That can't be real.
That's what I thought. I think he was testing to see how I would react. Yeah.
Probing for your weak spots.
Yes. And yeah. I was like, I'm not doing that. Sorry, coach. No. And he was like, oh, okay. Well,
been a long year in the pandemic.
Yeah, it really has.
Dude, what a
but still,
trick,
there's
though.
Common decency, right?
I don't know. I think that's a great strategy, though. I'm going to use that on my in-laws. Like, hey,
yeah.
You know what? Thanks for letting us stay at your house, but I think I'm going to get a hotel for me and Liz.
Yeah, just for me and Liz. We'll be back tomorrow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it was awesome. And I was like, well, A, this isn't our vacation. This is your vacation.
Yeah.
We still are going on with our daily lives as you're here. So we had a great time. Yeah, that was just a funny coach moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do with Coach?
We went to a place called Organ Stop Pizza. It's this giant organ, and you can put in requests, and then you get pizza and stuff. It's pretty good.
What do you mean it's a giant organ?
Yeah, there's a guy playing organ. The whole building is one giant organ. It's like the largest organ this side of the
nightmare
Mississippi. And the old people love it, dude. Because old people, when they grew up, the only instrument I think there was an organ. And so, like, they really, really connect with it. Yeah. But it's like you go in, they do Disney tunes, they all play happy birthdays and stuff. It's
happy birthday organ probably sounds like they're actually, you know, playing you off.
Yeah.
Like you're dying. Like,
yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah. But they're pretty good because they like, and then there's like all these automatic like pianos and stuff around and other instruments.
Oh,
it's pretty
cool. This sounds like a miserable place of chaos.
No,
noise.
You'd love it.
Kids
you wouldn't love it.
That?
You wouldn't love it. You'd be okay with it. Your kids would love it. Like my daughter sit there mesmerized just watching it.
Well, Coach
all
is a
happen.
Musician, so he must have
And Coach
been
is a musician, so he enjoys
in
that.
Glory.
We went to Butterfly Wonderland as well, and that's about it. Then we just hung out, went to the pool a couple times with the families. And
Tyson, you're a great host.
What a host.
I know. Yeah. No, yeah, I keep inviting you guys to come visit me. And
he even allows lovemaking.
I know about the me and Nicole are going to get a hotel room move.
You're going to be here for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hey, Tyson, we just checked into the Motel 6.
Here's our
boys,
kids.
Okay.
Yeah, here's our kids.
They're playing and, so nice. Yeah.
We understand you have stuff going on, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very cool.
Yeah. All right. Of course, we already welcomed in Danny Price. And Danny, how are you?
Doing good. Not hosting anyone at my house currently.
Yeah.
So thank goodness.
Would you plan activities, Danny, if we came to visit you?
Oh, for you guys? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we'd go blow stuff up, shoot stuff, do a couple fake baby reveals, set things
okay,
on fire.
Cool.
How does a fake baby reveal work?
Well, we would just we'd guess what's going to come out, pink or blue.
Yeah.
And we'd blow it up, start a giant fire, just be like, oh.
As long as it's under the guise of gender reveal, I think the law enforcement doesn't take it too seriously.
We didn't talk about that gender reveal, and it wasn't on the list of news today.
Which one?
The one that made houses shake 2 miles away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they're just, I mean, come on. It's like, oh, dude, this hydrogen bomb will reveal the birth, you know, what baby? The mushroom cloud will determine. It's like, oh, it's a pink mushroom cloud. Oh. You just turned everything to glass. You just glass the earth. Yeah. Your baby
All the sand is turned to glass.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it gets out of control. But we could do a couple here. It's easy to get explosives. Mm-hmm. So we'll go blow something up. That's all I can offer.
Yeah.
Maybe some hikes.
Okay.
Some nature.
All right. That's something.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and are you open to us dropping off the kids or no?
Oh, no, no. I'm up for you taking my kids to the hotel to go swimming while I just stay here.
Okay.
So maybe reverse that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
oh,
no.
Like a reverse situation.
Flip it around.
Yeah, a reverse coach.
All right. Should we dive into not the hotel pool, but this week's news stories? And I thought this was interesting. You know, we like to always talk about like the different studies, medical news and such. And a new study at Dartmouth College, they say that gossip can be a good thing for people to spread.
I've heard this
before. It creates social connections and helps
and it makes people stronger.
Learn new things about the world that they haven't experienced for themselves.
Through fighting, Tyson, you're thinking makes you stronger by gossiping about someone, then fighting them and then becoming tougher that way or what?
Yeah, exactly. No, I think it's through like, I have to get thick skin. Like, because people are gossiping about me. I know it's not true, but there's no way to really convince them, but who cares? So it's like one of those things where you really have to just like let it roll off your back and not really worry.
Is that what it says, Rob? How does this help?
So what they found was that it really does help with substantive connection between people. It's a complex form of communication.
Because you have to use your imagination and stuff. Rob, Did you know that Danny has two bolt holes?
No, I did. I did not even know that. I always thought that he had, but one. I only hear about one.
Yeah, no, he's got two.
Is that the kind of gossip they're talking about? I mean, that's true, so it's not technically gossip, Tyson. But
okay,
is it that type of mean lying about an individual that they're talking about?
Or is it telling the truth?
Or telling your version of the truth? You know, like telling a story involving somebody else that maybe wasn't the most flattering, like the story Tyson told about Coach.
Yeah.
Is it more that, or is it like, oh my gosh, that guy?
So what I did was actually healthy for everybody.
It was very,
yeah,
was
we
very
all
healthy.
Created a...
Yeah, I feel
bond.
Better, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the expense of the person who was gossiped about. So the community's all like, community super strong. And then there's just some guy out there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
yeah,
I guess that's what we have to do.
You just target one. So you like, so each community, so you should then elect someone to gossip about. And so
well,
there's
no.
One person. Oh.
Can't elect. It has to happen naturally because... If you elect someone, he's going
to
be on his
God has behavior. To. God has to choose this
like,
person.
We've kind of chosen Real Housewives shows, type mm-hmm. shows, to gossip about, right?
Yeah, sure.
They've set themselves up. They're willing to be those people they get gossiped about if it will bring everybody else together.
Dude, I've watched some episodes of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and it is hilarious, if we're being honest.
You're about to gossip about it. You're about to
I don't remember much about it other than I just remember...
Together.
I just remember just laughing at it and being like, I never met any of people like this
Dude,
in Utah.
If this
sure
is the
there.
Case, then the Kardashians are like the super glue of society. Like
yeah.
without
no.
them,
yeah.
America just melts
100%.
Away.
100%. Yeah. 100%. We hate their success and we hate it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they do it for us.
But they do it for us.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm ever
even though
next
we hate them, they're still doing it
yeah.
for us. Because they're making billions, and we hate that they're making billions, but we can't stop talking about the billions they're making.
Yeah.
So next time you're sitting alone with a stranger, all you have to do is be like, Kardashians. And he's like, yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you hug.
Friends.
Yeah.
And then you hug and invite yeah. them back to Tyson's art room.
Guest quarters.
Yeah. yeah.
Guest quarters, yes.
Because I do think that this does tell us a lot about our world, because when you exchange gossip, that it's a way of forming relationships. It involves trust and facilitates a social bond that's reinforced mm-hmm. as further communication is taking place. And I do think that why, you know, we have seen like an erosion in like the world of news, where news is presented as news. But then there's a lot of like opinion stuff that's presented as gossip. It's like, all right. Let me tell you what's really going on. And yeah. then, of course, that's where we end up like, oh, no, I trust that person. That person's telling me the real skinny. They're giving to me yeah. straight, where news.
It's a crazy time.
Yeah. So, you know, it's tricky because our brain is wired to like prioritize gossip over news.
Yeah. And maybe that's why the entire yeah. celebrity class was created, like inadvertently, because we love gossip so much ever since we bonded together as, you know, like a civilization that practiced yeah. agriculture. It's like we needed that group of people that we could talk crap about mm-hmm. because you don't want to talk crap about people too close to you. They have to be at least removed from you a couple steps in order not to destroy everything. So we just voted the celebrity class. Hey, look, we'll give you lots of money. Everyone mm-hmm. will know your name, but secretly we'll all be saying horrible things about you. Mm-hmm. And they were fine with that. And then
they
social media got created. And now the horrible things that were being said are now in their face every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And which like, is also yes. fine for some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them can handle that, like, which yeah. is impressive.
You
yeah.
can gossip about me as much as you want as long as you visit me on Venmo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
yeah.
Or buy my shapewear or whatever it is they're selling.
Shaping shapewear.
What does shaping shapewear do?
Shape-ups. No, she's getting sued
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, Kim. That's what she's
Oh, see, I'm not even keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian used to hype the Skechers shape-ups, and now she's getting sued because a lot of people did not get shaped up from mm-hmm. wearing Skechers shape-ups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, she makes her own, like, squeezing
Spanx.
Sausage wrapping
Spanksies.
Clothing.
Like latex muscle suit?
Yeah.
Almost. Without yeah. the muscle. So the tightness, the mm-hmm. concealment, but no muscles. Maybe she should move into that market.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure that the latex muscle suit industry, all they're waiting for is like one Kardashian to get on board.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's all you need. That's $1 billion. You can print that money right away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did we have an update on the muscle suit? I think I saw it.
I saw, yeah, somebody had posted in the Facebook group, a dad had posed for pictures latex muscle abs. It looked pretty good.
It did look good. All you could see was the line on the arm and stuff, but I think with a little makeup or something, you could probably erase that. But he did look good.
Yeah.
Like he was like shirt off on the street, just like chilling. And I was like, mmm.
Yeah, go ahead and I'll show you this one.
We are kind of like a conduit for gossip. Like maybe we bond society to gossipy news.
Mm-hmm. Like
we play a part. Of
we play our part,
society
yes.
together.
Yeah, I would say that we're probably the greatest.
We were talking about this
trio
guy.
For humanity. We're the new Holy Trinity.
The muscle suit. So we know at least one has been sold outside of Asia.
Yeah,
and it's this guy.
It's this guy. Here we go. Here's a little bit of footage. This is a YouTube video.
Okay.
A guy, he ordered the ab suit, latex abs from China.
Oh, he doesn't look as good there.
And here he is. Yeah,
it looks good with certain shading. Like he's got to be in a low light situation.
Yeah, I think he needs a vest because you can see. First off, it's a little hard to see on this video, which is shot
there you go.
In portrait mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see him in a that he's got on like a Tommy Bahama shirt.
That wouldn't work at the beach. Oh, there you go. That's a perfect scenario.
Yeah, those
right
are the
there.
Great ones out there.
Yeah. He's right got, like, there. A construction vest on.
Wow, this guy really enjoyed
right
it.
There.
I bet you he got his money's worth.
Dude, mm-hmm. for sure he got his money's worth. He's walking around. Oh, see? Look at all the muscle he got put on over that. That's mm-hmm. incredible.
Yeah. So he's kind of like a skinny guy to begin with, but now he has like...
muscles.
Definition.
Skinny's not enough. You got to be able to, you know, mm-hmm. have some guns and a 10-pack.
Okay, so Danny, did we sell you on this yet?
I already ordered mine.
Okay. So, hey, Tyson, did you hear that Danny is ordering a fake latex muscle suit?
Wait,
gonna
Danny
wear it to
is?
The beach, protect mm-hmm. myself from a sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's
and
smart.
Look
you,
great.
Yeah, and look great. Mm-hmm. I love that idea. Like, if you just market it as SPF 100, and then, dude, I bet if you kept that thing on long enough, your skin would grow over it.
Plus, it'll be like the Dune suit. I'll be able to drink the sweat inside and replenish myself.
Yeah. I like it.
Because it's going to be at the beach in 90-degree weather.
Yeah. No, I know
it
what the dune
river.
Suit is.
No,
yeah.
Let's not like, let's not talk about that.
About the dune suit?
Yeah, just, yeah. The
or the river of sweat.
River of sweat, yeah.
Well, look, I'm just saying, if you're going to buy it, if you're going to buy this, you need to think of all the reasons, all the things that might be great about it and all the things
Yeah, but if you're swimming in the cold ocean every so often.
Oh, yeah.
I think this will take you down.
Well, we talked about that, the idea of
a
muscle suit as a wetsuit. Like, I feel like mm-hmm.
that's
the
what I'm saying.
Application
yeah.
for surfers.
I would get one as a rash guard.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
This is good.
It'd be so dope. Yeah. I'm going to get one next time I go to Hawaii or something.
Overall, the scientists found that baseless trash talk is not the sole purpose of gossip. They said that it can be creating a shared reality amongst friends and colleagues to build a social bond. So
shared reality.
Yeah. As long as there's no, you know, harmful, you know, misinformation passed along, then there's some benefit to gossip.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Spill the tea.
So, okay. So
enjoy.
We should then gossip.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Especially in person. Like, I feel like that broadcasting gossip, I think that maybe that's where there could be some harm. But amongst friends, sure.
We're all friends here.
Yeah, we are all friends.
Feel free to spill the beans.
Yeah. All right. How about a lawsuit about bagel bites? All right, you want to
bring
get
it on
this?
Is it a class action? Can I get some...
I don't
check
think
for like
no,
49 cents.
Class action yet. Okay. So there's a woman in Wisconsin, and in Wisconsin, they know about cheese. Okay?
Yes.
Cheese heads, they even call them. So a woman is suing Kraft Heinz food, not because they came up with Cranch, but because the packaging on their pizza bagel products is false, deceptive, and misleading, says the lawsuit. The product in question is Bagel Bites Pizza Snacks. And the person is alleging that while the food is described as mini bagels with mozzarella and tomato sauce, that is not the case.
I hate these lawsuits. Sick of them.
Yeah, it's kind of, well, I mean, like, because Kraft Singles did it correctly, because if you read like the asterisk on their printout, it just say highly processed cheese flavored food or something like so ridiculous that it's just like, this is definitely not cheese. Mm-hmm. And I think that everything, even just to play it safe now, needs to just have a disclaimer on it.
And there probably is one on this packaging I can't see.
I'm not sure. So the lawsuit is basically saying that okay, this is not cheese. This is cheese blend, which is part skim mozzarella cheese and modified food starch.
It's they'll say at least there is some real cheese. From 1% to 100%, as long as we have a percentage in between those two numbers, we're golden.
Right. It's a little bit of the Subway tuna of cheese.
Yeah, which, by the way, like I said, I'm sick and tired of these lawsuits, because if you're, look at the packaging, look at it. I would never look at that picture and think, oh, real cheese. I think, okay, what I'm getting here is a scientifically advanced type of food.
Yeah. In fairness, there is like the logo that's on there that says real cheese.
Real cheese. They just don't say how much is real cheese.
But, you know, I would have to say, I would retort, ma'am, that when you bought Kraft Heinz Bagel Bites pizza snacks, were you expecting the fine Italian cuisine of all real natural ingredients?
Exactly. Robbie, I hired you. I would hire you as my lawyer right there. That would shut her down. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing with every product we talk about. You got a tuna sandwich in Subway and you're surprised it doesn't have real... you're surprised Subway bread is cake. I mean, all these things that we mentioned, for the average person who's out there looking at the food available, quick and easy, knows that comes with a price. And the price is lack of real ingredients.
I would suspect... these don't even fit the definition of a bagel.
She's got two things to complain about. Bring another lawsuit.
Yes. The lawsuit says Wisconsin consumers want real mozzarella cheese and pizza because they value, one, its soft, moist texture. Two, its milky yet tangy taste. And three, high protein and relatively low calories and sodium compared to other cheeses. Oh,
that's why you bought the Bagel Bites, because you were looking for a low calorie, low sodium
option. Something healthy.
Where is my milky yet tangy taste?
Not here. Mm-hmm. Go somewhere else. Now you know. Again, stupid lawsuit. Come on. This person's just looking around for some way to make a quick buck or settle. Get a bunch of Bagel Bites for free.
Yeah, that's all they wanted.
Want some free Bagel Bites.
Dude, it's got 7 grams of protein. Mm-hmm. That's got to be good somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. So we'll see. We'll keep you updated on the Bagel Bites. I mean,
Tyson, if you could sue someone over their false claim on their food, do you have anyone in mind that we could work on a lawsuit for or against? I mean, you could go through your cupboard and probably come up with one.
Yeah, but the thing is it's tricky because you have to gauge somebody who's not so big that they'll just drown you in legal fees while you're trying.
Get the little guy.
And it can't be so small that they can't afford anything. So you have to find a tweener in there. This. Yeah. And then that person has, and then that company, you have to have something kind of legitimate. And then that's good.
Do you think she made a mistake by going after Kraft?
Yeah, for sure. Kraft is like, okay, let's go to court. And now it's like cost her a decade of her life and $40 million to battle crafting court.
Yeah.
All the while they're funding their legal team with Kraft Bagel Bites. Only the profits from Kraft Bagel Bites.
Do you think that they will have a settlement here of like 24 bagel bites?
No, they'll have a settlement here where they'll be like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to take you to court for 10 years. We'll, you have to erase all of your social medias and we're going to steal your identity.
They're going to steal your identity.
Yeah. That's why not? I mean, just to sock it to her.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to create a bagel bite character based on you with your yeah. You're going to sign away your rights of appearance or whatever it is.
You don't think that our cheese is real? We don't think you're real. Okay.
We're taking over. We're erasing you.
We are erasing you.
This is something.
There's something where the settlement.
Yeah. The settlement is her actually losing. Like she does not gain from this. Not even a bag of bagel bites. They're just like, give us your car and we'll call it good.
Yeah. What if Kraft came out and said, you know what? We have an announcement. The woman who brought this charge against us, she is officially banned from eating any more bagel bites.
Correct. Any Kraft products.
Now she is on the list.
Any Kraft products or their subsidiaries.
No Kraft singles. No mac and cheese.
The no snack list.
No bagel bites. And Heinz also. No Cranch.
And more. I bet Kraft owns even way more than that. Let me Google and see what Kraft owns.
Oh, they probably own half of the fake food I eat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
So every time they scan a Kraft product, her picture comes up on the screen. Are you selling this to this woman?
Yeah. She's like outside the Piggly Wiggly. Like, hey, can you go in? just grab the bagel bites. Cranch.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it's going to be.
Turn her into a Heinz addict.
Like, oh my God. Kraft addicts. Okay, here we go. You guys ready?
If they ask you any questions, just don't say anything.
Okay.
Yes, what do you got?
What do you?
Cadbury, Jacobs, Crafts, LU, Maxwell House, Milka Chocolate, Nabisco, Oreo, Oscar Mayer, Philadelphia, Trident, and Tang.
Hopefully she's got a garden at home because she won't be eating.
Yeah.
There's months. Even more. There's even, there's even
Capri
more,
Sun.
Dude.
Yeah.
There's like four. There's over 40 companies.
Yeah, she's done.
The lawyer should sit and let this be a lesson to anyone else who's thinking of filing a suit against Kraft Heinz brands. We will not stand for frivolous lawsuits.
Man.
You take a shot at the king, you best not miss, ma'am.
Whoa. That's harsh, but it has to be done.
Yeah.
You never want to be the person that they use to make teach a lesson with.
It's true.
It's too bad. Her life's basically over.
All right. Well, look, that's our free legal advice for the Heinz Kraft team. We are available for future consulting.
Those bagel bites look good. Yeah. I don't even care. That's not real cheese. I want one right now.
Yeah.
Probably way too hot, though. I can already tell that I should sue them for burning my mouth more than I should for the fake cheese.
Here's a story that's circulating this morning about a woman who went on TikTok to report how she turned away Adam Sandler from an IHOP.
She bragging? Okay.
No, she was she turned away a person who was told it would be a 30-minute wait, and then she did not find a table for Adam Sandler, and he left.
How's that news?
She's like, oh my God, if I would have known that was Adam Sandler, I would have figured out a way to get him a table at this IHOP.
Tell us your story of a celebrity interaction. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen how Adam Sandler dresses, though?
Like a schlub.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't even think.
Here.
Oh, who's this guy? This homeless guy wants to eat with oversized shorts.
Do you want to hear the story of this woman who turned away Adam Sandler?
Is there more to it?
Yeah.
Well, probably not, but let's hear it. Okay. Yeah, I like that.
So it's in caption. It's the security camera footage of her the turning away Adam Sandler.
Oh, so
Netflix
no...
should have turned Adam Sandler away.
Mm-hmm.
At, no, never. $200 million. You think they're getting their money worth?
Yeah.
Out of his videos?
But Adam Sandler, like, to his numbers credit, on that. Didn't say, hey, do you I'm know Adam who Sandler. I am, IHOP? Yeah.
I would expect that. Out of all the celebrities, I actually think that Adam Sandler would be... I mean, if he dressing the way he does, a little bit more grounded than most. Not gossip-worthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not...
This is like them trying to gossip about Adam Sandler, and it's not even that great.
This is the most he's ever gotten stuck, and it was him being perfectly polite and leaving a restaurant because there was no room.
Yeah. It's not a big deal to us, but I do think that if you worked at that IHOP, I do think that it's like, you idiot, that was Adam Sandler. Yeah. We've been working in this Talladega purposely. IHOP for our entire lives. Nothing good has ever happened. And Adam Sandler came in. He probably would have given us a $100 tip, and you blew it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's now Adam Sandler probably is going to like send that woman like a nice letter and be like, don't sweat it. It wasn't your fault. I'm actually suing IHOP. And then
over not being sat. Well, I don't think so. I don't think he's that kind of guy.
He's not that kind of guy. But just to tie it all together.
He's not gossip worthy. We should move on because we're not strengthening the societal bonds.
Yeah. First off, do you think Adam Sandler wants people to know he was going into IHOP?
I don't think he'd care.
You know, he
wouldn't care. Oh, and that's
like
the difference. Difference between him and I is that I will go to IHOP, but I do not want people know that I'm going to IHOP. Yeah.
Remember when they changed? What did they change? They changed the P to something? They changed the P to like to pizza?
No, they changed it to IHOB, the burger.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
Because they were like, we want people to know we have burgers too. So they changed their name to IHOB for like 2 days.
Adam Sandler to walk in and like, hey, we're too busy for Adam Sandler.
Yeah, they cost him they paid him $450 million to walk into IHOB once. Yeah.
Okay. We have talked recently about people smuggling exotic animals into airports. We talked recently about how somebody was stopped at LaGuardia Airport bringing in giant African snails, I believe.
Snails. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a man was stopped at JFK Airport this week where he was coming back from Guyana and had 35 live finches.
How many finches do you think you could carry on you? Which he could have carried way more because all he did was tape a bunch around his ankle and then somewhere else on his body. I could probably smuggle 100 finches.
Yeah.
And they were in hair rollers, right?
Yes. Tyson, as our nature correspondent, can you describe finches?
A finch is just a little tiny bird with like a pretty stout beak. And they're cute. We have many indigenous finches in North America. They're small, like a sparrow.
Yeah.
Small.
So
are they colorful? They're probably colorful. Pretty ones.
They don't really show them that it's not color of the five senses that they are, I guess, known for. Because apparently, the sound. Apparently, in New York, there are singing contests in Brooklyn and Queens.
I saw this, yes. I really had a hard time believing that was real. I felt like that it was his get out for trying to bring it in. Are there really bird singing contests?
I don't know.
I mean, has he been training this chorus?
Well, they shut down
finches?
Caligula. What else do you expect people to do?
Where are the crowds going to go?
Yeah.
Get a buffet, watch some finches sing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I heard that excuse and I'm like, dude, no, that's just what I don't know why you
would
say that.
According to... the person, they said that there are singing contests, and in these contests, like in public areas like parks, two finches sing, and a judge selects the bird determined to have the best one. There's like Finch American Idol going on in these parks.
It's what Simon Cowell's doing now. Yeah,
I need to know more. How do I even look this up? It already autofilled Finch singing competition.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's been going berserko this week.
Yeah.
Bird Kings of Queens. Songbird competitions.
Kings of Queens. He was at IHOP too with Adam Sandler.
Songbird competitions growing in popularity.
Mm-hmm.
okay, this is a thing. It's like the pigeons are making a comeback. Remember, we talked about that. And now we've got finches coming in strong with the singing competition.
What does a singing finch sound like?
Yeah, it's pretty,
if I could play some?
Yeah, it's probably pretty chirpy.
Dude, there's lots of videos.
Let me see if I could play one. Okay, finch singing contest. We'll see if it sounds better than when I tried to play the Adam Sandler TikTok video.
We have finches in Arizona.
This is blowing my mind.
Okay, here we go. Here's some. Let me skip ahead.
He's got to get into it.
So far, I'm not impressed.
It's like he's rapping.
Yeah, it's just like a beeping.
That's it?
Yeah.
Got to be really bored to make this a competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, New York Times had an article about this.
How about this one? Yeah. Bird singing beautifully. Let's try this one. Okay. It's like an R2-D2.
He sounds like a dog's chew toy. I guess you got to have an ear for it. Like jazz.
I don't know. Tyson sings the Bolt Hall song a lot better than this. I mean, could
you think I could win this contest?
Welcome to my Bolt Hall.
Yeah, I was gonna say, call me when they can sing Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the person arrested said that he had been offered $3,000 to smuggle the birds. That he allegedly was paid $500 before the flight and was supposed to receive the remaining $2,500 that he got through customs.
Hey, buddy, looking to make some cash?
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind taping these hair rollers filled with birds to your body?
Yeah, I would do that. That there was some lady that outside the commissary that asked me to go in and get some bagel bites for her. So let me just take care of that errand, and then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to work on this.
Who says yes to that? Oh, yeah dude, I'll tape the birds to me for $3,000.
Yeah, easy money. Just put them in my hair curlers.
And if you get caught, tell him it's for the singing contest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem.
So, all right, 35 birds confiscated at JFK Airport. I think that 35 is the number of the week, because we have another story about a Japanese man who is charged with fraud for dating 35 women at once just to get birthday presents.
He's being charged with fraud. He should be commended for balancing that many people.
Yeah, he got caught. He was arrested by the police on
Thursday.
After he was caught dating 35 women to get expensive birthday gifts throughout the year.
I need to know more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, there's like a sleazy way to do it, you know, to go about getting extra birthday, maybe like guiding them through their purchasing, make sure they buy a nice watch.
So,
or there's like the, hey, it's going to be my birthday.
I think that he would, the scam was, his birthday was November 14th, but then he kept dating different women and say, hey, it's my birthday next week.
I don't know. That doesn't seem so, I mean, it's bad, but an arresting offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He told each of his girlfriends that he was head over heels in love and allured them with false commitment, according to this article. And then he informed the wrong birthday to scam the women. For instance, that the 39-year-old serial dater told his 47-year-old lover his birthday was on February 22nd. And then he told another one that it was in July. And the third one got fooled into believing that his birthday fell in April.
Got to ask for ID.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I wonder how much he was recouping from all the dates he had to go on to build a relationship where they'd be willing to give him a present. Like, how much money was spent?
That's true.
How many dinners? How many movies?
Mm-hmm.
Time.
Did he make his money back? Time.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of work for a birthday present.
For 35 birthday presents.
Yeah.
35. I mean, give the guy his presents.
Yeah. The trick to this scam, I think, is like every time you go to a different relationship, but you have to find out their birthday, because you could inadvertently get into a situation where
giving their birthdays.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, if they're you have to find them relatively close to your birthday before, and then get into a heavy enough relationship.
Birthday, Tyson. You just have to make sure have to dodge their birthday. Like,
smart. Yeah. Okay.
Like,
okay.
Like all right. Her birthday's in May. All right. Let me hit her up in June. Tell her my birthday's in July.
Yeah, perfect. That's right. Amber in the chat is interested to know what this gentleman looks like. We're calling him a gentleman. Obviously, if he's courting 35 women, he must have some at least false gentlemanly attributes, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's only one picture here. It's sort of like a side profile. So, I mean, it seems like a, you know, fine
charming
person. Yeah.
Yeah. He's wearing a suit jacket.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Well groomed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's making money. And the other problem with this is that you don't know what you're going to get. That's why I said at first I'd like to know more information, because if you're steering them towards a certain gift, like, hey, this Rolex would look great on me. But if it's just random birthday gifts, about all of those are going to be stupid things you didn't want to begin with.
Yeah, I think
Well, what if he's like meeting them at like fancy country clubs and stuff?
Yeah. Danny, this guy knows what he's doing. He's not leaving it to chance. He's not telling whatever you think. Like, he's got like his Amazon wish list of like, well, it is my birthday next month. And this is, I did have a couple of things I had my eye on. Like, no way he's going to like, just leave it to be willy nilly.
So
he said he got to know the first victim by selling her a hydrogen shower head.
Whoa.
What the heck is that?
What does that do? Is that used for a
hydrogen shower?
Yeah. Step into the hydrogen shower head, then turn it on.
It uses gamma rays to cleanse your body inside and out. I mean, what is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was his first
gamma rays safe like that?
No, they're not. They're the most dangerous one. But I was just saying, like, what? A hydrogen shower head sounds actually like it'd be a great, very thorough cleaning device.
I'm looking.
Sure.
35 women, 35 presents. No saying what present you got. Mm-hmm. I say let the guy go and let the women have their way. Like, each of them gets like smacking once.
It's a real thing. Let's see. Hydrogen shower head.
Yeah.
Put that in your guest bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me see what it does.
Yeah. Well, you know, if any funny business is going on in the guest room, like, head on over to the hydrogen shower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff it does. It increases potential hydrogen in the water, obviously. Okay. Restores pH balance in the body. Antioxidant power strengthens body's immune system.
Yeah. Are you on
microclustered water hydrates cells more effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Essential minerals maintain optimal health. Yeah. There's, I mean,
comes with
I'm
a
just
free
reading
jade
a
egg.
List. So, but it looks like that there's quite a few hydrogen shower heads on the market.
Mm-hmm. Right, I've got one other story that I thought of Tyson when I saw this link posted. Of course,
is it about pickleball or nature?
More nature, specifically about a miniature horse, Tyson.
Mm.
Know that we have talked many times about flying in first class of an airplane with a miniature horse. But now there is an Airbnb listing if you plan to visit England anytime soon, where you could now have a sleepover with a miniature horse named Basil.
You're in. Sounds like you're in.
I mean,
have you seen the picture of this pony?
I haven't seen the picture of the pony, but that's not really what's going to get me one way or the other. The thing that's going to get me is Basil, you say?
Yeah, Basil.
Or Basil? Basil or Basil?
I don't know. I don't know the pronunciation. I'm saying
probably Basil.
Is it Basil?
Isn't the name of the guy in Fawlty Towers?
Yeah.
Is this pony good-natured?
Because
good-natured. If it is not, then that's a problem. I don't want a bit biting me. And also, we're going to smell some horse poop there through the night. Yeah, is that a problem probably. For people?
Okay, so let me tell you about this listing. If you and Rachel and the girls want to head on over, Basil's place is situated on the grounds of a 17th century manor.
Ooh,
surrounded by a picturesque 60-acre estate. The apartment is directly attached to Basil's stable, where there's a doorway in between the two spaces. Visitors will be able to get into the stable to fuss Basil. What is a fuss a horse?
Wait, what messing are you saying fuss?
Fuss, F-U-S-S.
I think just to take care of and fawn over.
Okay.
It sounds like if the
like
stable
you're making
boy
a fuss,
fantasy
you're fawning
here.
Over.
Sometimes... baby lambs will be in the stable too. And in the paddocks, there's also a herd of Highland cows. Sorry, Danny. Sheep, horses, chickens, and Norwegian forest cats.
Some people would love this. DePete says, ironically, she smells like rosemary.
Oh.
Hmm. That's not bad.
But look it. See, the horse lives a good life and they're having a great time. And anybody who would love to participate in that type of lifestyle for just a little while, could and should maybe, you know.
I want to like, wake up. The bed is right next to the little viewing port for the animals so they can come in and look at you. Mm-hmm. For once, the role's been reversed. The animals are watching you.
Yeah.
I mean, so like you start to make love to your wife. You look over and the horse, Basil, is just staring at you from 5 feet away because that's exactly where he is, right next to the bed.
Then he goes out to the
tells all the other
and yells
animals.
At the cows and just like, hey, there's a human show going on right now.
Was
and
this
everybody
the hotel
runs
coach
in.
Was going to go check into?
I think so, yeah. It was going to take them a couple weeks to get there and back. But it looks like they have a beautiful property.
Yeah.
And
17th century manor, Tyson. It doesn't get better than that.
That's what I'm saying.
I couldn't find dates where this is available. This must have been like so newsworthy that people... Because I can't even find a price.
Says $250
that's
a night.
It.
That's American dollars. Well worth that experience.
Yeah. Okay. Bring I think it sold out. I think people, this was like good publicity.
No, I think so too. I think if I were if I were in that area and needed to be there for whatever reason, I would stay there. I would
it's
take
it. Filled out with influencers
there.
Who are like, if you let me stay for free, I will blog about this.
I'll take photos with the mini horse.
Yeah. I'll Insta this so hard and TikTok it like you won't believe.
Yeah.
So do you think that more people will open up miniature horse Airbnbs, Tyson?
I think you'd have to do it correctly because you have to do it in a way where you're not necessarily harassing the animals or making life harder for them. So they have to have free range of what's going on. And then also, you also have to really take care as to vet the people who are staying there. Like you want people that are going to respect, the animals as well. So,
well then how about this, Tyson? Does this open up the door for people to bring their miniature horse to Airbnbs?
I mean, I guess so. Yeah. So now the lady who's flying with her miniature horse, Pony Lady,
has a place to go.
Yeah, has places to go. Yeah,
I'm
I think
sorry,
so.
Ma'am. That this Airbnb, a lot of people come through here. That I don't think that we can accommodate a miniature horse in the Airbnb.
What about like
we
what
provide
about
the
zoos?
Pony?
Mm-hmm. Why don't zoos have Airbnbs at their zoos where you can go and sleep like in the middle of the zoo, dude?
Hmm.
That would be cool. Cause the zoos make all the animal noises at night and stuff. That might be fun.
It's not a bad idea.
Might be dangerous.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Dangerous. What? Yeah. They let all the animals out of their cages at night.
Well, they're not letting the people out.
Farm animals.
Yeah. But you're not sleeping in the lion's cage.
Well, what animal are you sleeping in the,
none. You're just like, they have like a,
so you get all the smell, but none of the sights of the zoo.
So you get all the smell and sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just brainstorming here, guys.
Tyson,
I don't own a zoo.
Contact this 17th century manor and let them know that you're Pickleball's biggest influencer.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you could get a date. I bet they'd squeeze you in there next to the pony room.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be exciting. Let us
know
how it
but
goes.
I think it's quite a hefty fee to fly to England, right? Who cares? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, who cares?
Do it.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
You convinced me.
Do it. Okay.
Book the pony room.
Yeah.
Well, and lambs and some Norwegian cats and cows.
I would say hi to the pony from afar, but I don't think I'd climb into the enclosure and hang out with the pony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole today?
Let's go.
Danny has two bolt holes, remember?
Two bolt holes. That was the hot gossip today. All right.
Yep.
Here we go. Open bolt hole. Here we go.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this story, again, it probably did show up somewhere, but you just didn't pick it. It's the story of the Josh fight. Did you see that?
Yes. The king of the Joshes.
I was just fascinated how this kind of happened. A year ago, the person who started this just went through Facebook, picked a bunch of Joshes, challenged mm-hmm. them to a fight for the name. Then a year later, it materialized, kind of like Area 51, Storm Area 51. These things just kind of snowball. But it got me thinking, it would be pretty cool if you could fight to be the owner of the name. I mean, for some names, there wouldn't be much competition. For me, it would be a bloodbath, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is a pretty common name. Tyson, I think, as well. Rob, we all have names that would require us to fight for years.
Some fighting.
And I was kind of disappointed that they ended up fighting with noodles, pool noodles. You know, it would have been cool if at least there was like wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
But and then they gave it to a 5-year-old. But the idea itself was kind of fascinating. He got this one guy got so many Joshes out to a field in Nebraska. Like, that's how bored people are.
Okay. How many Joshes?
Looks like a lot.
I mean, I think they should do a season of Survivor with all the single name, like,
yeah,
Robs versus Jennifers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tribes are Robs and Jennifers. And then,
and everyone who loses can no longer call them. They have to change their name. Like, if you showed up at this fight and you didn't win, you should legally be required to change your name.
To
like,
what?
If you were willing to go there and be part of the ruckus, you have to change your name if you didn't win.
Wow.
I just think that would be cool. I mean, there's no stakes here.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, show up with a pool noodle. It'd be like, no, really. If you show up here, we're going to have a team of lawyers from Kraft. So these are well-seasoned professionals. The minute you're out of the fight, you have to go to this desk, and there's a judge here, and your name has to be changed right now.
Yeah. And is there a panel that comes up with your new name?
The winners, those who still carry the Josh name, get to pick
what
your new name is.
Or do they just all have to name their name? They all have to be named Rumpelstiltskin.
Yep. Whatever.
And then they're all Rumpelstiltskin. They all become Rumpelstiltskins. And then they have another battle in a couple years, a Rumpelstiltskin battle, where whoever wins that can change their name back to Josh.
Yeah.
Well, then it just spirals out until everyone's called like Mr. Dunk.
Okay. Well, here's my proposal. So the Josh fight should have where, you know, first place you keep Josh, and then there's a listing of like 2 to 1,000 of the next. So if you were like 1,000th place, you know, your new name is, something horrible.
Yeah. Like a Garbage Pail Kid name.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Scabby Sam.
Yeah. And like and then like second place is like Jim. Like it's like, all right, you're not Josh. Oh, so you still get a normal name. So
they move you into another normal name category, but then you have to fight again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like endless battling constantly. By the way, while we're battling for our name, we're also creating the toughest society, gossiping as well as fighting. Yeah. And it's like you become an unbeatable society with people who have horrible names.
Yeah.
But the golden children stand tall with the original names.
Mm-hmm. Amber's saying that the ones on the bottom have to become a symbol. Like it's not a name. It's like Prince's symbol. Yeah. So it's just like Doofus, formerly known as Josh. And this is the symbol now. And that's like what they have to go by all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This was a cool idea, but now it doesn't matter. There was no stakes. It's like saying, hey, we'll let the internet name our baby.
Yeah.
And then after it's all done, it's like, actually, no.
But how did you win? So there was
They just gave it to a kid. Yeah, pool noodle.
Were they just like whacking each other? What did they do?
Yeah, they whacked each other for, there was a little whack. It was a whack off, and then gave it to a kid.
Were there any female Joshes there, or was it just a CJ of Joshes?
I don't see any. No, I see some women there. I don't know if their name is Josh, though. They could just be spectators. Collateral damage in the Josh Wars. Yeah, 2020.
People are so bored after this past year that they'll
show
up for a pool noodle fight.
Wow. Yeah. I think that great idea, poor execution. If you want to do that, then somebody really should get executed, right? At least their name.
Their name. Sure. Yeah. Exactly. Their name.
I think that's
what I would like to have seen. So I applaud the effort. Way to get some people together in a field in Nebraska. But come on, next time, let's make it have some meaning.
Yeah. And then the winner can be called King Joshua.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be sweet. Yeah. To carry that title, it's like having the Twitter account of Danny. Uh-huh. You know, like, how cool is that?
Well, let's see. How cool is it? Who is?
It's probably not that cool, but it is cool if you got like your actual name.
Just your name.
Twitter.com/Danny. Let's see who the king of the. At Danny. Account suspended. Loser.
Probably lost. He lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Who's Tyson on Twitter?
Oh man, I would love to know, but I'd only
so you
be,
could fight him.
Yeah,
I'd only be Tyson if I could get Tyson's across the board.
Coming soon, locked account 19 following 19 and 16 followers.
What? See, these are people early on who got it just because someone told them, "Hey, you got to get this Twitter thing." And
who's twitter.com/Rob?
Oh, dude, that would be the dopest one.
Okay, well, this is actually somebody. There's actually an account here. It's the Rob Schultz or Schutz. He is the co-founder and chief growth officer of At Row, which is the responsible parent company of Roman Pharmaceuticals.
And how many followers does he have?
Not that many. 1,331.
Yeah, what if you could bring your own army? Rob, you brought your Twitter army and he brought his. You guys fought in a field for dominance.
Look, this is a pharmaceutical company, so I think that they've probably...
He's going to juice up his army super hard for the battle.
Or just push a button and everything that's ever been put into your body just shuts you down.
Yeah, like he's got a whole army of people of
on
doctors.
On bath salt steroids?
Yes.
That would be terrifying.
Men who are, taking pharmaceuticals coming to get me.
Okay. Well, now we know who we have to fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, yeah, the men coming with pool noodles is going to be what might happen there. But anyway, so great job, Danny. And you have only one bolt hole?
I had a couple. There was kind of a weak week. Mm-hmm, that's weak as in not strong, weak.
W-E-E-K.
Yeah. I also had the fact that Canada had their internet knocked out by some beavers. That also blew me away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just that those cables are lying there like, hey, let's just toss them out in this field. This provides internet to a large portion of Canada. No big deal. Beaver. Aren't you going to beaver proof your internet cable?
Thinking of it.
How do you beaver proof it? Diamond piping?
I don't know. What value did the beaver think? Like when you're chewing on something, like I want to make my home out of this as a beaver.
Mm-hmm. Beavers like, chew. Oh, that's it.
Beavers just like to chew.
But it's not very like, oh, this doesn't taste like wood. This is something completely different.
They don't
care,
dude, because they have to chew to keep their teeth will keep growing and growing and growing if they don't chew.
Ooh,
so
well, in
sometimes
that case,
they're just chewing just to chew.
Cable is probably great for shaving down teeth.
So, with the metal in there.
What they need to do is invent like bad tasting cable. Like, could they get like the makers of warheads to be the can?
Bad tasting to us might be delicious to beavers. So we have to have a panel of beavers sit in a survey beavers that would tell us the worst tasting stuff to beavers.
It just seemed ridiculous that your cables are prone to beaver attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Hornus X in the chat says that you can't beaver proof anything in Canada. Beavers are everywhere. They have the power.
I guess so.
It sounds like, yeah, the beavers.
It's kind of scary.
The beaver party is in power.
Yeah.
Largest have you ever seen those videos
of rodent, according to the Pete?
What about the nutria?
Is that real? What is that?
Yeah.
A bomb?
No, it's a what large it? North American rodent. I think it's larger than the beaver, but we're about to have a fact off right here. Let's see. Largest North American.
Is this an rodent. Educational podcast?
It is the beaver. Ugh, he got me.
Yeah. All right.
The second largest rodent in the world behind the beaver. It's the largest, which boasts a body length, making it the second largest rodent in the world next to the capybara. And the nutria, I think, is closely related to the capybara. And I saw capybaras in Brazil.
Oh.
When I was playing
the beaver
Survivor.
Is our rodent of unusual size.
Yes.
It sure is. So, well, to Pete, you out-natured the nature godfather himself, Father Nature.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so
you just fought him for the title and he lost. So Tice, you got to change.
I got to come up with a new name.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yep. Now known as.
I'm sorry. Scabby Sam.
Yeah. Tice now will be known as Scabby Sam.
All right.
Okay. Well, yeah. It was a fair battle. I should never have dipped my toe in. DePete definitely
knows his beavers.
Nature knowledge.
Beavers.
Yeah.
Yep.
I for some reason thought it was nutria. So, well, whatever.
All right. Danny, what do you have coming up this week?
Oh, dude.
Adventures.
Yeah, thank you, Tyson. Can I make that my intro song?
Adventures with Dan.
Tyson's a regular.
And you go by Dan now because you're getting older, so stop calling yourself Danny and be like, Adventures with Dan. Here I am, Father Adventure, about to have another adventure, and just say adventure a bunch of times.
And then slapping pickles with Tyson.
Yeah, okay, sure. Pickleballs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
The balls.
I really hate the pickle part of pickleball. I really do.
I mean,
I just like bothers
pickles?
Me. No, it's just like it's not involved in the game at all. You don't even use them to rebuild your electrolytes post pickleball game.
You could though.
But it wasn't built in from the beginning.
The ball is green. That's where the pickle
no tie-in to the pickle.
You think that pickleball would be even more popular with a different name?
So what would you name it?
Slap ball.
Slap ball.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have those big paddles. It's more like you're slapping.
I mean, if you advertise slap ball, all the Caligula Club people are going to show up to the slap ball fest.
I like slap ball
in Phoenix, Arizona.
Way more than pickleball.
I think that pickleball, pickle. That's interesting. I think it's
is it made from the skin of a pickle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Why is it called pickleball?
They take a tennis ball and they brine it in vinegar, right? That's how they make the ball.
I've heard some different things. You'll have to Google it. Some people say it's named after a dog, Pickles, but I do not think that's the case.
It just translates an ancient Athenian from ball to pickle. I mean, if it was super old, I might be able to excuse its name, but it's not. It's like some modern person named it pickleball.
DePete said it was called, it used to be called Gherkin Ball in Germany. And
that's a way better name. Gherkin Ball. I love Gherkin Ball.
See,
I'd play Gherkin Ball.
Gherkin and ball in German is probably bull. So it's Gherkin Bull.
Oh, I love it. Already better.
Yeah. Sounds exotic.
Well, Gherkin Bull, it is. I'm going to actually learn the word for pickle in all the languages so that
smart.
I can refer to it differently just for Danny's sake. Because I do not want Danny agitated here on the podcast.
No.
We want him unagitated so he can be free and clear when he gives his rants on. Yeah. Or when he gives his rants on holidays.
Tyson, do you have any secret things coming up? I feel like you always have a secret thing coming up.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Of course.
I'm going to be in Utah hosting a pickleball meetup free of charge. The only thing you need is as a ticket, your ticket in is to download Pickle Play app and join my club on there. So you can
friend me on there. I'll answer any pickleball questions you have on there if you message me on Pickle Play app.
Mm.
Gosh, and it's full of secret events.
Yeah.
So I have that, and then I have a
what's the date on
partnership
that?
Announcement? Well, it's top secret right now, but it's the end of May,
okay.
Near the end of May.
Got it.
So, and the location is secret now, but we should be announcing it here in the next little while. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that'll be exciting, and you can come play pickleball with me and meet up, and who knows who else will be there. We had a special guest at the last one in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, could be somebody like Pat Sajak or something, or it could be nobody at all, just me.
Could we'll be Nick Nolte.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Nick Nolte, I think. Is he still alive? Let me Google him.
Yeah, Nick Nolte's alive.
He's alive.
Yeah, okay. Because, I didn't want Danny to...
And so is Pat Sajak.
Yeah, no, I know Pat Sajak's alive. He gave the answer away on the one of the last finals.
Yeah, that's right. Just recently.
Yeah.
Oops.
That made big news.
Yeah.
And they still didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's it. What do you have coming up, Rob?
Oh, just podcasting away over here on Wednesday night. Tyson, I'll be talking
the circle?
About... Yeah, I talk about... Yeah, we've done the circle through 2 weeks of the circle. New circle episodes are coming out tonight. Have you watched any of it, Danny?
I look at the thing every day on Netflix. I'm like, I should watch this so Rob and I have something to...
I've been watching it. I like
about
it.
The circle.
It's kind of fun.
Did you watch the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Also, you know who's going to be at that pickleball event with me in Utah? Danny Bryson.
What?
Oh, weird. He has, has he RSVP'd?
I'm RSVPing for him because he's a dear friend and because there's probably people who would show up to that would be excited to meet Danny Bryson.
Oh. Never played pickleball.
You can start playing if you want, or you can learn for your first time there.
All right. Well, how far away is it?
Ogden.
I'll come in by chopper.
All right. Imagine Danny lands the helicopter.
You and Matt should.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right. Who's that?
You and Matt definitely
must
should.
Must be a top influencer for pickleball.
Yeah.
I should have Matt fly me in by chopper, too. All three of us.
Dude, you'd rappel out.
Yeah.
Parachute in.
Yeah. Parachute in.
Mm-hmm.
Make it more exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that would be exciting. Yeah. So we do have coverage of the circle. But on tonight, because it's, as we say, tomorrow night, because today's Wednesday, I'll be talking about the 24th best season of all time. And it is a season. That features many of our friends, Tyson.
Yeah.
It's what
about Tyson?
Right? All stars. That's right.
Not me yet.
No.
I haven't. None of my seasons have been talked about yet.
Yeah.
And they're already 16 deep, right?
This is actually the 17th season of Survivor I've
17th.
Watched in 2021. Yes.
17th season. And none of mine have been named yet.
Yes.
So almost in the front half, all of them. And
I'll give you a sneak preview that I know what's coming up next week, and it is not one of Tyson's season.
Dang. Okay, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll be talking about Survivor All-Stars, which people may or may not know. I was actually also on that season.
You were on that season.
Mm-hmm.
You were on there. Rob was on there. Amber was on there. Other people that we like were probably on there.
Mm-hmm.
Who else that we know?
That we know
very well.
I'm trying to think.
Very well.
I'm trying to think of other people that are on the season that you like. Ethan.
That's Ethan.
Yeah.
Ethan was great. Yeah. Ethan's on there. Who else is in our circle of friends? Anybody else? That's it.
I'm trying to think of anybody else that's on that season that is a buddy of yours. I think that might be it.
That's it. That might be it.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for you to watch that.
I've already watched it. Watched the whole thing.
Oh.
Talking about
I'm excited
tonight.
That you did watch it. Okay.
Yeah.
Then tune in, everybody.
Yeah. It's a long season. It's many, many hours.
Whew. Well, the longer the better.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you've always said.
Yeah. Anytime, you get a Survivor season that's 19, 20 hours of content. Sign me up.
Perfect.
So great. So great. Anyway, well, I'll be talking about that live tonight. Actually, we will not be live. We'll be recording, and then that will drop in your podcast feeds in the wee hours of the morning. So much
so stay up for
going
it.
On. We're going to be doing also, I'm very excited. Tomorrow's one of my favorite nights of the year, the NFL draft. I'm going to be watching that on the RHAP patron Discord and chatting with people. And we're going to do, for the first time ever, patron karaoke.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That will be fun. How do we join your Patreon campaign?
Yeah, robhaswebsite.com/patron. That's okay. That's where you find it. But we'll be trying to do more Discord events.
Nice.
Trying to get that
Sounds
going.
Exciting. Yeah.
It's I'm so pumped up for Thursday. That's my favorite night of the year in the NFL draft. All right. So
it's because the Jets always get a great pick,
but they've
and
got
then
two
blow
this
it all.
Year. They've got two.
Gonna pick Zach Wilson.
Pick Zach Wilson. Yeah, BYU. We'll have so much in common. Do you have a scouting report, Danny?
I mean, I've kind of watched a little bit, but
you don't have like he doesn't have like skeletons in the closet that you're going to gossip about, right? Because I will not feel connected. Zach Wilson, you want to know? Well, like around here, we call him.
I haven't heard anything. People, we call love him here. So
we call him lots of shoulder surgery, Zach.
We call him hidden Zach. Yeah,
secret shoulder surgery.
Mm-hmm. He did have a shoulder surgery. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well. I have to use the gentleman's room.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.